The number of detainees held at Guantanamo Bay is falling. The prison is far from being closed, something President Obama promised to do in the first days of his administration. But people are being released, starting with five Taliban prisoners who were swapped in May for U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, followed by a new release in the recent weeks. NPR's David Wellner reports more releases are in the works.
Seven low-level detainees have been moved from Guantanamo to other nations since the midterm elections, bringing the number of inmates still being held there down to 142. More than half of them are also approved for some kind of transfer. David Rothkopf is the CEO of the FP Group, which publishes Foreign Policy magazine. He says the clock's ticking for moving the remaining detainees out.
The Obama administration came in with some stated goals with regard to dismantling Guantanamo that they have not been able to follow through on thus far. And we are 6 years in, so I think they're feeling the pressure.
Pressure that's coming from inside the Obama administration, but also from advocacy groups such as Human Rights Watch, where Laura Pitter is senior national security counsel.
It does seem like there is a renewed effort to reinvigorate the transfers out of Guantanamo.
Pitter says those transfers stalled after the prisoner swap obtaining the release of Sergeant Bergdahl. GOP lawmakers were outraged that the administration failed to give the required 30 days notice of that transfer. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel reminded the House Intelligence Committee after that episode that it's he who signs off on all prisoner transfers from Guantanamo.
I take that responsibility, Mr. Chairman, members of this committee, damn seriously. Damn seriously.
Nearly 5 months would then go by with no more transfers. That time coincided with the rise of the Islamic State and a new battlefield for jihadists. Then this month, seven more transfers. At a recent hearing, House Armed Services Committee Chairman Buck McKeon said continuing such releases was unwise.
Secretary Hagel, how can the administration continue to press ahead with transfers from Guantanamo at this time? Isn't this in conflict with your policy of stemming the flow of foreign fighters?
Hagel replied that of the 90 or so detainees released throughout the Obama administration, few have gone back to the fight.
The intelligence community assessed that more than 90% of those detainees had not intended to or had, in fact, we had no evidence of returning to the battlefield.
10 days later, Hagel announced he was stepping down. He'd already notified Congress, though, that there would be more transfers. But a new Congress run entirely by Republicans could stall the new drive to empty Guantanamo. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.